How, what's the shear of bones? If you carry out a bone on Shabbos, what's the shear to Mechayev for you? To Mechayev? Etzem kidelasa is tarvet. A bone enough to make a spoon out of it. Enough to make the half minute is to make a lock out of it. To make a lock, you used to make a block made out of bones. If you have enough of a bone to make a lock, you chayiv. It's a bigger shear than a spoon. Schuchis, what's a choshev shear of glass to carry out to be chayiv on Shabbos? Used to use the glass to like smooth off the tip of a roish hakarkur. So drashi karkur, that's eight, a piece of wood. Yesh organ used to weave with the wood, like the big needle, a wooden needle used to weave with. For roish echad, the roish was very sharp, and used the needle to sharpen it. Tsror oy even, what's the shear to carry out pebbles or small stones? Kadei lizrik boif. The more you have a bird in your house, you want to throw him out, you want to make a move, you throw a pebble at him. So that's the shear of the pebble. Reb Yehuda, Reb Elazar, Reb Yaakov, Oimer, Kadei lizrik bebehema. No, right here, you need a bigger shear. It's not enough to throw at a bird, but you need a bigger stone, a bigger pebble that you throw at a behema. So Drashik, the lizrik bebehema, the loy torach inish lemishkal tzror mishumayf. Because he deems the chanatanakama. It's time to throw at birds. He yells, people don't throw stones at birds. If you want a bird to move, you just have to yell at it and it'll move. Now, behema doesn't listen by yelling, so more you have to throw a stone out of it. And we'll see in the Gemara, it means like a little heavier stone that the behema will be margashit. When you hit the behema, he feels it and he moves because he felt the stone. So that's a chosh of a stone to be mechayiv if you carry out of your house down Shabbos. Well, this is the aside of all these Mishnahs. That the first Mishnah we had before was that Yoni chayiv for its so on Shabbos is something that people are matnir it. It means something that's choshev to the people they could use in the middle of the week. If it's a size that's usable in the middle of the week, now you're carrying out on Shabbos, that's called a tzor chashuv. So that's the shear of these small pebbles that people use in the middle of the week. What's the smaller shear that people use to throw at an animal to make the animal move? Sadi Gemara. So what was the first pshat in the Mishnah? The machleik shaila was etzem. How much of a bone do you have to carry out? So for the Tanakhama says tarvot to make a spoon, and the Yehuda said to make a lock. For the Gemara lemeimu the shudu of Yehuda nafesh, you want to tell me now Yehuda says a bigger shear, like to make a lock is bigger than making a small spoon. I the kashri is a kaimelo and the shudu of Rabbanan nafesh. We had before in the Mishnah so mash for Rabbanan say a bigger shear, and then Yehuda says a smaller shear. Or marule chofi poiseches. It doesn't mean to make the lock a whole lock. It means to make the teeth inside the lock. So just the teeth that you make out of bone. So if you have enough of the size of the bone that you make the teeth for the lock, then you chayiv. Drash v'kamna shul rabbanan nafesh gabi lasos taloy. We had before how much string you need to make a handle or to make a hanger to hang up things with. The teretz is chofi poiseches shinayim hakvuyim bo. The teeth that are kavuy in the lock. V'loyi yatzma, not the lock itself. V'yoysim oysim yetzim. They make these teeth from bone. So if you carry out enough of a bone that can make the teeth for a lock, that's choshev. Tone Rabbon. So the Rabbonin learned that Avir Hilchus Tum without a lock. Chofi poiseches terim. The teeth that you're going to put into the lock eventually, before you put it into a lock, it's not called the kli, it's not roi for anything. It's terim stamakabu tumma. Kovim bivaseches, once you put the teeth inside the lock and now it's a chilik of the kli, it's tumayim, it's takamakabu tumma. V'shogal, mashenk, if you made a lock to be put onto a door, even though you already attached it to the delos, the door, to cover the mismorim, and you also attached it with good nails or screws, torim. Still, it's Torah, this lock. Why? Any kli that's mechub lekarka has a din like karka. Karka is not makabel tumma. Therefore, it's Torah. Shrashi chof b'seches terim. The whole zman shlechibun bo ain't a ruin leklum. Whole zman you didn't put these wooden teeth, the bone that's made into teeth into the lock. It's not ruin for anything. Therefore, it's tahor. Mashenk when you put it into the lock, it's tameim. The kli yetsim the kli matches. Pshteim tameim mechol shach. Why vi mishunem mechul b'seches? The mechul le'tor tor b'seches. Yesh bam base kibble on the kav mafteich. Rashi the lock is gufa base kibble. You need a key. So since it's mekabel the key, it's called the base kibbul. It's mekabel tumah. Therefore, anything that's mechubet to it is also mekabel tumah. Mashenkin v'shogal. If you put this lock not on shaded table midirim, stand put on your dresser. When you put it on the door, trashim vivim hapaseh hazois. Ain't a shokelim, it's not put on kelim, for going to shade or middle. You didn't put this lack onto your dresser. Elo shelgal kamotruke galim going dalse shara chotzer. You put on the door of the chotzer. Afa pishachibim vaseches. Since Lamaisa, even though you put the teeth inside the lock and the lock now is mechuba to the delis, but since the delis is mechuba to the karka, it's Torah. The Mishnah said, what's the shear to carry out a glass on Shabbos? Enough to sharpen the point of the needle, the wooden needle. Tona, schuchis. Here in the Gemara says Loshim with a Samach Schuchas also means glass. The Brisa says Kalev Tzoya by Shnei Ninim Kachas. A little different shear than our Mishnah. What's the shear carrying out glass enough to cut two threads? Shrashi Schuchas V'Hashem Shesoychren Kori Schuchas V'Hashem Shizaka Kori Schuchas. Really, it's glass. I'm more the user Zion because it's like Zaka clean glass. You can see through. It's clear. So the Brisa says a different shear than the Mishnah. The Mishnah said the shear of glass is to sharpen the point of the needle, and the Brisa says enough of the glass to cut two nimen, two threads. Soror, the Mishnah says, O yevin g'day lizrik boif, we have lezer v'ayme b'behema. Om Rav Yaakov, Om Rav Yechon, avu shem ageshes bo. It's even when you throw it at the behema, it has to be a stone that when it hits the behema feels it, and he moves because he felt this hard stone. Shrashi, mageshes b'behema b'tzroiv od ha'kosei. The Kamishiroi, what's the shear? Otanya Rablezer ben Yaakov Oyma Mishkol Asar Zuz. The stone has to weigh, be big enough as 10 Zuz, like 10 pennies. Right. Zmor Zoynin Oyola Bey Medrosh. Stam Anushana about the Hilchus Beis Akisei. Zoynin came into the Beis Medrosh. Omaluhu, he told them, Rabboisai, Omalu Rabboisai, told them, Avonim in the Beis Medrosh, Avonim Shal Beis Akisei Shirim Bekama. How much avonim are you allowed to take out, carry out on Shabbos, or else Rashi is too short, or else Shalaf and Muksa, are you allowed to carry to use for the Beis Kisei? That means in the Gemara's time they didn't have toilet paper, you didn't have paper to wipe yourself, so they used to use stones to wipe themselves. So how many stones are mutter to use to wipe yourself on Shabbos? The Shalom is posher, these stones are Muksa, and some Muksa is also to touch on Shabbos. But Mishim Kovlet Abriyas, they're not you to touch these stones to wipe yourself. So how many stones do you need to wipe yourself? That's Yerashi. Shirum Vekama. Lizchai V'Aleim. This one shot is, if you carry out stones now on Shabbos, what's a chosh v'shir of stones? So stones that you can use to wipe yourself, that's the shala. How many stones do you need to chosh to wipe yourself to say if you carry out now Yechayiv? Inam in another pshat. L'taltlam b'chotzer stam, it's a muksa, you can't touch it. You want to know how many you can touch now b'chotzer? U'lachnis in the Beis Kisei, what are you touching it for? To bring it to the Beis Kisei. V'idi v'idi chad shiru, they both told you the exact same shiru. To v'midi d'chozilu mechayev aleitzosa. Something that's choshev to you that people could use, that's a choshev shir, you might sneer it. Now if you carry that outside, you chayev on Shabbos. So they're both the same thing. What's the shir, how many stones do people use to wipe themselves in the Beis Kisei? Omru lois, they answered back, you should know, you're allowed to take out three stones with three different shurim. Kezayis, kegos, or kebetza. If you have a stone the size of a kezayis, then the stone the size of a egos, a nut, and then kebetza. Shrashi, kezayis, kegos, kebetza, sholosh, machnis, and lekenuach. You're allowed to take three stones in to wipe yourself with. Omekaneach, zea, zuach, azu. One after another, you used to wipe yourself. Achas kezayis, the first one's the shear of a kezayis. V'achas kegel, a little bit bigger size of a nut. V'achas kebeitza. Shrashi betchilus mekaneach piereya. Biktan, first use a smaller stone to take off the shmutz. Loser raya nidbak shom. Shagadela paisachas lichlo sivoisa. Because if you use a bigger one right away, it'll just smear it. So first the yetzer is use a smaller one, get off the shmutz, and then you rub yourself to clean yourself with it. So Kitzi told him three stones with different sizes. Omalahu, so then they answer back to Rabbanan. V'chiturten yichonis, that when you go into Beis Kisei, then you have to take your weights with you. You have to weigh out to know exactly which stone here, which stone not. Shrashi tutni muznayim yichonis l'shon lishko. You have to weigh out to know that the exact size of the stones. Or you're saying you can only take three stones, and one's egos and one's kebetzer, and one's kezayis. So Zot Gemara Nimnu Begum with the Rabban and Guf had a Shaila, and they counted who's more, like who's the Rabban to Paskin like. Moleh Yad, Anushir. How many stones can take him to put you to the Beit Kisi and Shabbos to Moleh Yad? A handful. Shrashi Moleh Yad. Bein Shloshim, whether they're made up of three stones, or you have Filu Hain Dalad, hey, more, even four or five. Or Bein Kula Moleh Yad. Abi, altogether, you have only a handful. That's the amount you'll add it, that you need to wipe yourself with. Therefore, as Muksa, it's mutter to touch it on Shabbos. And more than it's mutter that this is the yis if you carry it out on Shabbos. More Tanya. We have Yoisi Yoimer. Kezayis, Kegels, Kabetz. See Dingzich. You don't have it to carry out a handful. You only have it like the first man. You have to carry out three stones, one the size of a kezayis, an olive, one the size of a nut, and one the size of a beitza. He paskins no, that you let it carry out moli hayad o handful. Whether it's more than three or four, that there is moli hayad. Tana rabbon, so the brisa. Gimol avonim mekuzolos, three stones, mekuzolos akrashi, bikua, shiruis the kunuach, means a little sharp. And since it's a little bit sharp, pointy, they're right to wipe yourself with it. It's three stones. Muta lahachnes lebeis hakisei. You're allowed to carry it with you, take it into the beis hakisei. Shrashi muta lahachnisam. Either b'teich daladamas. Either means you b'shus rabim. Well, the other is an issa to carry b'shus rabim daladamas. So it means you're allowed to carry it less than daladamas. Oy b'chotzer. We're also talking about in yichotzer. The lelitho tutlinu. In yichotzer you're allowed to carry. It's only a shalaf and muksa. So chirishir, they didn't ask for this as muksa mishim kavod abriyas. The kamish yurin. How many stones are you allowed to take? Remeyeloyim, even though it says three, what's the shear of these three? Remeyeloyim ke'eglis. They all have to be the same size of an eglis. Three stones the size of an eglis. Rashi, kolachas v'yachas. It's only allowed to have the head size of a nut. Yebudoyim ke'beitz. Even bigger stones, the size of a beitz. That's an achleikis, how big are these stones that you use to wipe yourself? Either the shear of an eglis of a nut, or the shear of a beitz. Tomorrow, Omar Rav from Ba'popa. Omar Rav Chizda, Kemachleikis Khan, the same Machleikis here, how big these stones are to wipe yourself, either like a nut or like an egg, is Kach Machleikis Besri. You have the same type of Machleikis in Mishnah, in Sukkah, what's the smallest share you still eat with an Esri? One man Yama said the size of a nut, and one man said the smallest share the size of a beitza. For the Gemara, Hosam Asnisa Nocha Braisa, what do you mean you told Yahweh the share of Esri? Here, that's a Mishnah. Rashi also must need some pluta. The Yesreg must need some. It's machlekes in the Mishnah in Sukkah. But Masech the Sukkah. The Sedura appears to me, and everybody knows the Mishnah is and good. Loki Braisa. Rashi Vishar betamidim shlei shonu. A lot of Tamidim didn't learn the Braisa. Who tell how you do it, Vishen you do it? And you're saying the Mishnah is totally in the Braisa. Stam Estava, the Mishnah everybody knows. The Chiddush is about the Braisa. Elo the Pshat should be like this. The same way everybody knows about the machloikis. And it was esrik. What's the smallest shear to be yoitza? A egois. Or kebeitza. Everybody should remember. No, there's the same type of machloikis here by beis hakisei. Shrashi kach machloikis kan. Or the sim nebi almar. But instead of for simmons, remember. Latishka, you shouldn't forget the girsos the brisa. If you forget it, he's okay. Remember Mishnah Secha the Esrig. Remember that there's such a Mishnah about Esrig. And what's Magaya by Esrig, the same Shurim and the same Achleikas here by the Avonah for the Beis Akisi. Om Rav Yehuda, Avoloyas a Fais. You're not allowed to carry the Fais. My Fais, what does Fais mean? Om Rav Zera Kashina Bivavlaisa. As type of mud. If you want to wipe yourself with mud, so mud is muksa, and there's no heter to wipe yourself with it because it doesn't wipe good. When you start to use it to wipe yourself, dried out mud, it's going to crumple up and you won't wipe yourself with it. It crumples up. It's not right to wipe yourself with it. Yasura tautal, therefore remains with isa muksa, and you can't touch mud on Shabbos. Why is it called in Bovel? Because Bovel had a lot of wet ground there. And there, if you plow, it makes a lot of mud come up. So therefore, you can't wipe yourself with mud, it still remains muksa. Omar Rova. Osa lemeshamesh bitzror b'shamis. Kiderech shemashmesh b'choil. As we'll see later, the Gemara later says somebody has to go make, he has to go, and it doesn't come out. So the Yetzer is, in Gemara's time, he used to take a stone, he used to scratch himself, and rub himself there. And by rubbing, mishamash himself with the stone, that will make them go. So Rav is saying now, on Shabbos it's also the mishamash, b'tzror b'shabbos. You can't rub yourself with the stone on Shabbos the same way you rub yourself in the middle of the week. For the half minute was b'chlal, you can't rub yourself at all, like you can't make yourself to have to go. We're talking about a guy that feels he has to go but doesn't come out. So there's an eight in the Gemara's times to rub yourself with stones. They've not going to do it and come into a sakana. So how could we ask him for him? So Rashi l'mishamish. Hanitzvich lefana, somebody has to go. V'yeni yochel lefana, if it doesn't come out. Armin lekamam lepirkin. The mishamish is pitzro. There's an eight to rub yourself with a stone. V'neke by the oisamokim. V'un yiftach, that will make it open up. So how could I have minim now to come into mishamish also? L'mishamish klal. K'derosh l'mishamish b'chil. The half minute is bechlal, you can't rub yourself with a stone at all on Shabbos the same way you do bechlal. For the moral stockings, trash the Yamamar, Omadachoyz, if you have to go and you hold yourself there, is maybe you they had raken, bring it to a bare sickness. So after they say you can't rub yourself, that's the answer to make you go, why can't you do it on Shabbos? And the Gemara, the Teretiz, Kalacha Yad, he meant to say you can't do it. Kederech, you have to do a shinu. Ravada with a shinu, it's mutter. Trash you, Mashani Kalacha Yad. Hi Kederach, the Kalmar Rova, that's also means Kederach HaMashamash Bechil, the way you do in the middle of the weekday. Avo Bishinui, but we'll do the Shinui, that's Mutter. Mishum HaShoros Nim, what will be the Isser rubbing yourself? Because you're going to pull out the hair there. Avo Kalach HaYad, the Goyen Oiches, Rova Bezetz Bois, of Shap Edomin. If you do Kalach HaYad, it's only Isser the Rabbonin, so the Rabbonin will mat you, Mishum Kovra Briya, so Mishum this Hadroikin, you shouldn't get sick. They amount you to rub yourself with the stone. Like Tay speaks out, even though stamos like if you start rubbing yourself, you're not mechaven to pull out the hair. So chur we pass in dover shayna mechaven is muta. So what does come on to head of klachi yad for stamos they tell me mechaven. Now doing the terrors, you have to say we're talking about the case with subsecration. So by you pulling, rubbing yourself there, you know for sure you're gonna pull out hair. So pulling out hair, it's also. So more the terrors says do a klachi yad. Klachi yad, it's only in the awesome of the Rabbonin, and here Mishum Kavod Abriyas or else Mishum Rafua to Ramati. Omer Rav Yanai, Im Yesh Mokim Kvua LeBeis HaKisei Molei Hayad. If somebody knows where he's going to make, he has a Mokim Kvua, then you have the Hetta to carry on Shabbos some whole handful full of stones there. There's a Shaila here is that the stones really are Muksa. Ramati Mishum Kavod Abriyas. So really, we should only be matter exactly how much you need for this time. Why we matter our whole handful? A teretz, because this is a mokum kvu you always make there. So you make it now at the beginning of Shabbos. So you're taking a handful. I maybe have some left over. Good. Mistom, you're going to have to go again on Shabbos, and you use it for later. So be it's a mokum kvu that you always go there, it will be used. But shanki nimla, but lo yitzu, it's not a mokum kvu. You're only going there one time. Schura, how much now are you allowed to take? Schura, you only have had to take exactly how much you need. Because if you're going to take more than you need, maybe you're not going to use it the rest of Shabbos, and it's like a muksa shlele tzarech. So the teretz is, kachro maducha katana shabbos omen. The shear is the shear that you use for the chopper of a besomen. If you have not a grinder, but you used to chop up the besomen, the spices. How do you chop it up? You have like a bowl there, and then you have a wooden chopper. So the size of the wooden chopper, that's how big the stone could be that you need to wipe yourself. So if it's not a basic easy kavua, you may only use it this one time, you only have that to carry out a stone that big. Al the shadow for muksa. Now the gears should be like Taisa says, Vimla kachrom, Vanilla benatam kagirsas rach. Vimla kachrom meducha katana shom somen. I mean, that's the shear that you could use. If you're not going to have a basic isik fool, you may not need it again. You only have had to carry out this big of a stone. The stone the size of a chopper of the maduch, of the grinder, you grind it, you chop up the spices. Omer Sheshis, Im Yesh Olel Eid Mutter. Sheshis says, any stone that you have in the chotzer outside, if it was used like once to wipe yourself and there's still some shmutz left on it, it's like since you used it one time, it's like miyuchat for it's not muksa. And you can take as many of these stones you want to the basic isi. Meisvei for the makasha, what are you saying if it was used once? It's like miyuchat, you're allowed to use it a second time. Havakasha, here it's mashman the braisa, when you use the stone once to wipe yourself, you're not allowed to use it a second time. Here it says, I saw with the Vorm of Venus Adam the day Tachtonis. 10 things you do brings a type of a sickness called Tachtonis, something bad for you. Pielohain, Hoichel Ole Kanim, eat the leaves of the reeds of the Kanim. Viole Gefanim, or else the leaves of the grapes by the vine. Or else Lulve Gefanim, the pieces, the stems of the grapes. Umarigibheim, Rashi, the type of meat that's not smooth meat. Meat that has like holes or up and down in the behemoth. Beloy melech, we didn't salt it yet. Vished roi shal dag, or else the backbone of a fish, or else the dag maliach le bishta kotzorka. You have a salty fish that you didn't cook at lagamri. Vyashay shesharma yayin, you drink up the sharma yayin, that's after you made the yayin, the sediment on the bottom of the yayin. Vyamakaneach besid of a charsis. What's one thing? If you wipe yourself either with sid, with lime, rosh v'charsis, we'll soon see later why not, with earthly keli. If you wipe yourself with a tzror, with a stone that you have already used once, it's mebel l'day tachtoni, so mashmitz also to do with the sakona. When you go to the pesakisi, you don't sit down, you stand up and make standing up, that's also mebel l'day tachtoni. I call part of Sakash here, it's saying you're not allowed to use it a second time. And before we're saying you are allowed to, before we're saying that if you have a stone that was used already once, you are allowed to use it a second time. And Mulakasha, Chobalach, Chobiyovish. If it's the Shmutz is already dried up, then it's Mutzah to use a second time. If the Shmutz is still Lach, then you shouldn't use a second time. If you buy your same enough, so the Morgan of Molakash is not Steve. Ho Balach, Ho Biyovish. If the Shmutz on the stone is still lach, still wet, then Echam, you shouldn't use it. It's Mias, you shouldn't use it a second time. Ho Biyovish. If it dried up already, then you can use it a second time. So, Rabbi Yanis Aloch is where the Shmutz dried up, but since you used it once, Nyuchet for basic Isay, it's not that Muxer anymore, now you can take as many stones as you want. If you only use it on one side, then you can use the other side. But where it was used on both sides, then it's also used a second time. Your own shmutz, if you wipe once, you're allowed to use it a second time. Just if you have used it, then you can't use it. So if you get sick, if you use your friends, but Rabbi Yannis then, if you used it once, you could use it a second time. If the rain came down on these stones, and Rashi learns means it washed away the shmutz on the stones, and it got wiped away the shmutz. Since it's cold, the stone is still miyuchah to use for the basic kisi, it's not muks, you can take as many as you want. Or else, no, since now it's like cleaned off, maybe you can use these stones for different things, for chop the food with. Or Malay, if the stone rishum, it still looks a little bit, the shmutz is there, so it's still mutter. Because it's not, you're not going to use it now for the meducha, you're still using it for the basic kisei, therefore it's not muks, it's mutter to use it. So more boy, that's the way Rashi learns. The Mechab, I think, learns a little bit different. The other Rishonim by Stais, that the Shala was, stop, you have stones in the Chotzer, and now on Shabbos it rained, and the rain made it that the mud came and come out, covered up the whole stone. So the stone is like sunk into the ground. Because they had to pull it out on Shabbos. The Mor says, if it's Nikki, if you can still see the stone sticking out a little bit, you'll have to pull out the stone from the ground. If there's no risk of Harisha or Tlisha, it's mutter to pull it out to use it for the basic Isay. More boy mene rabba bar rab shayla, may rab chizda.